Lastly, let's come back to talking a little bit about the downtown area. In recent years, there's been some development along Main Street. Much of the focus has been on the Dutch Boys and the Windmills projects, but these developments are both west of the Village Hall. And as you've pointed out earlier, there's quite a large stretch of Main Street that's to the east of the Village Hall. In fact, from the east of the hall all the way down to the east end of the village. How do we develop the downtown area east of the Village Hall? How do you think we can keep existing businesses and attract new ones to this area?
Are you specifically talking to the area that would, you know, for lack of a better term, where the colored concrete runs out downtown as being
I suppose that would be
we're
one
trying
way to say it.
And again, I'm not a big fan of pushing money into an area that really doesn't show any signs of people being interested in developing here. You know, the location where the windmill is proposed, they took four or five houses down for that. It was a residential area. It wasn't a downtown business area. Same with Walgreens. They took houses out of those areas. They're doing it now behind what used to be Reinebo's and Gonnering Realty. They're buying houses and knocking them down, continually thinking this is where business wants to come and locate. It was a residential area. You can't just make it a business area by saying we need a good downtown. And that really bothers me that they have taken residences down and claim that the downtown area is a business area. It was a business residential mix. There were houses between businesses. And just because you buy them and knock them down doesn't mean somebody wants to build a business there. Otherwise, the ones here would be full, and they're not. This goes back to, you know, if you go out and look what they did north of Evergreen and Ballard, they had to get that industrial land ready to go in case some giant company came in and wanted it. So we put utilities in, got everything out there. It sits empty. We have a business park right across Highway 41. Basically sits empty. Nothing's going on there. A bunch of detention ponds and a bunch of for sale signs. Sitting empty. Now, we come downtown, we buy houses, we level them. Somebody want to build here? No, we try with Dutch Boys. Let's try and build where people don't want to be. That doesn't work. And now to top it off, we're going to sell residential lots out by Evan Pond. When are we going to learn we're supposed to be governing the village, not acting as developers? They have to learn that difference. We are here to govern the village.
Well, and the point you make about the windmill too, which will be fabulous when it's completed. But you pointed out a number of houses were knocked down. Also, Tucker's closed down and
right.
was removed. Similarly, a little farther to the east of the Village Hall, can't remember the name, but there was a barber shop that was.
Oh. And a tavern and a gas station.
That's right, and the gas station. I'd forgotten about that.
So, again, we seem to be experts at knocking stuff down, thinking people are going to come there. I mean, take a look down 00 now. You can come down N and 00, which should be a thriving center of business. And you can see from the police station to the high school, there's nothing between you anymore. We can't just keep leveling everything in town. I don't know what the point of that is, and there doesn't seem to be any reason to it, and any reason that they should be allowed to do it. Just because I own, you know, I can come in and buy this whole thing, knock it down, and just, what happened to the tax base that was there? It's gone. Van Zeeland Manufacturing, gone. It's a pile of mud. I assume we're going to lose a substantial amount of tax base off of that building. And all the other ones that go. So I don't think we have a real good track record as developers. You know, that's a private individual that's knocking them down there, but we're doing our share downtown, and then we wonder why nobody wants to build here. We have an industrial park that finally sold out from 1970 whenever. We don't have a very good track record as developers, and we're not developers. It's time to quit trying to be a developer. We got developers that can do that.